integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
You've made the jump to gluten-free, but are you really gluten-free? 10 ways that you might be sabotaging your journey, your life quest to be gluten-free, which is my life quest. I have a three-year-old. We keep gluten away from her, again, as much as possible, but it is more difficult than it may seem. Correct, Holly?
It really is, and I think what's going to be really important during this segment is for folks to understand if they've chosen to go gluten-free, and we've talked about it on the show many, many times, mm-hmm. what the benefits are and that it's not just a phase. What to kind of watch out for, because there are some things, because there was a study published in June of 2010 in the Journal of American Dietetic Association that found that in a sampling of 22 grains that were inherently gluten-free, over half of them had evidence of gluten. But how can something that is naturally gluten-free contain gluten? Well, I think the biggest answer to that is cross-contamination. And those are some of the things that we need to talk about today to help people really, truly go 100% gluten-free, because it's important for our bodies.
Yeah, and when you're talking about cross-contamination, you're talking about a problem in the actual manufacturing facility, correct?
Well, you know, there's also things in our everyday home. So you think about buying a separate gluten-free toaster, okay?
Oh, wow.
Anyone who's ever cleaned out a toaster knows how many crumbs just kind of fall. And those got, if other people are using it that aren't gluten-free in your household, there's going to be gluten in those crumbs. Keep separate jars of condiments or use squeeze bottles. I think that's really important too. When someone spreads mustard onto their non-gluten-free bread and double dips, okay, gluten inevitably finds its way into their mustard jar. It happens all the time.
Holly, it's almost like when people keep kosher. They have literally two sets of dishes and two kitchens.
Yeah. I mean, for people that have celiac disease, and now that is a complete intolerance, cannot stand it, will not be able to digest. But as we know, large percentage of people have the sensitivity to gluten. And in our country, it's the dwarf wheat. Me too. The dwarf wheat. Basically, kind of around the 1960s, the wheat was cultivated to grow a higher yield. But during that, this dwarf wheat, yes, a higher yield, but also a higher amount of this. It's almost like if you think of gluten, the word is glue. It's this sticky substance, this protein lectin that our bodies can't digest very well. And also then a lower amount of nutrient content. So it's just a really poor source of nourishment in our country. Now, let me go through a couple other ones.
Yeah, let's go.
How about cutting boards and counters? Okay.
Yeah.
Gluten is, like I said, gluten, glue, it's pretty sticky. It's like a pretty sticky protein that likes to linger. So it's best just have separate cutting boards. And I think on that note, you could consider definitely even getting a separate set of pots and pans. You know, these are just things where, as you mentioned, just like kosher, you might want to think about if you're really serious about going gluten-free.
Yeah. And to listeners out there, why is it so sensitive? Let me give you an example. When some people get stung by bees or they eat nuts, they have very serious reactions. They will turn red. Their throats will start to close down. They will break out in rashes. They get a very clear sign of their body doesn't like it. For a lot of people like myself, and I'll speak a little bit for Holly. I hope I don't get myself in trouble.
Oh, no. Of course.
With a little bit of gluten, I don't get a lot of reaction, but if I have a little bit of gluten over time, I realize it's sneaking it in. For example, I was eating an allegedly gluten-free bread, and all of a sudden my gluten symptoms, which mine is thyroid, my thyroid started to get sluggish again, and boom, I realized that gluten-free bread wasn't gluten-free, but I didn't have the luxury of getting that bee sting feel. I didn't get that, okay, it's a bee sting, I turned red, now I need to make sure I don't get stung again. These things in your body are acting like these bee sting reactions. This gluten is stimulating your immune system and wreaking all this havoc. You just may not feel it right away until it builds up over time. So allergens work with minimal exposure. So when we're talking about not double dipping your mustard, we're saying to the person out there who swells up from a bee sting, a little bit of bee sting still isn't okay. A little bit of gluten still isn't okay, which is why we attempt to have a gluten-free house to try and
Exactly. And there's, and you know, just like, think about this. using, if you fry food, using separate fryers and oils for frying breaded items and unbreaded items. This is something that I think is important to think about when you're eating at a restaurant as well. Because in those fryers, you can have gluten and gluten-free things being fried, and there's going to be cross-contamination that way. I think labeling all of your gluten-free containers and utensils and foods is important.
Wow, that is a big job, huh?
I know, but with your separate toaster, your cutting board, and strainer, it might be easy to accidentally pick up the wrong kitchen tool by mistake. And these are for people, and like you said, I think I'm okay, but I got to tell you, overall, my health continues to elevate if I am free of gluten. And so it's worth it to me because, you know, I did a segment on KTLA this weekend and it was all about the whole bank account, you know, and it's like, these are just little pesky little withdrawals. And it's like, sure, they add up. That's the point. And so gluten-free items and gluten-containing ones, you store them and you label them. I think it's really important. And I think the last thing too, think about, I would think twice perhaps before bringing home and storing goods from the big bulk bins. They are notorious for cross-contamination.
Yeah, they are. And I've read that before. There's even studies where they're sampling the rice and finding gluten in there and all that stuff. And it's interesting, when I thought about cross-contamination, I wanted to blame the companies right away. Hey, you're not keeping your bread manufacturing clean. You're not doing that kind of stuff. But boy, I see the little kids playing with the scoopers in that bulk section. And a ton of my patients, because I have always had like a sliding scale, because a lot of people can't afford natural medicine all the time. A lot of my patients use the bulk because that's where they can get the natural stuff that I recommend. And I see the little kids in there playing with it like it's a sandbox. I see people putting the wrong spoons in. You're right. I think that the stores might have to just say the bins are completely gluten-free altogether. So you might get a little rice in your quinoa or a little lentil in your granola, but it's all gluten-free. I don't know what else they're going to do. But you're right, Holly. That's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
And it's just these little tips, you know, it's kind of one more step. And I love the little aha moments, because especially when I get them, because, you know, I'm on a lot of lists and I have a lot of experience and I read a lot of books. And, you know, it's rare that I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't think about that. But this is something definitely where I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't think about this. And I think it can really help when it comes down, because sometimes the devil is in the details. You know, our show is It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. But sometimes I think the devil is in the details, and these little details can really add up and help save people's health.
Well, let's take it one step farther. When I lecture on reversing heart disease, I am very clear in that you can't reverse heart disease with eating gluten products. And I will stand to that. You can stabilize it, but you can't reverse it. And it's simply because it's an irritant, it's an inflammatory, and it alerts the immune system. Heart disease is an immune issue along with an inflammatory issue. Gluten is constantly doing it, so it has to be out. You're talking about somebody that's trying to follow a heart-healthy diet, reads my book or hears me talk, goes gluten-free, but it's still nibbling in just a little bit. And just like those bee stings, it gets in there. So we have been talking about, do you think you're gluten-free? There are many ways that you may be sabotaging it. Here's how to correct it. Holly has laid out the plan for you here. One consideration, be gluten-free in your entire house. But the second is to have separate, I'm going to go through this, Holly, cutting boards, toasters, which was real big. If you are eating mustard, two mustards, one gluten-free, one not, especially let's say your partner isn't gluten-free. Different utensils, different dishes, separating your gluten-free life from your gluten life, because being gluten-free is going to be an ongoing journey to avoid cross-contamination, because a little bit of gluten can still hurt you a long way. And that's not going to keep you well. And that is our mission here at Radio MD, radiomd.com. Watch that cross-contamination. Stay gluten-free and stay well.